This is a podcast from the BBC. To find out more, go to bbc.co.uk/6music.
1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2.
So welcome to the podcast.
We were just imagining what it would be like if pensioners did workout videos. We think it would go something a little bit like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, titties on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. I forgot who I am. Wet my pants. Do. But that would be ageist, John.
That would be ageist.
And we got a lot of old listeners.
Yeah.
They don't download the podcast. I can't talk.
Our older listeners, they know how to have a laugh and just relax and enjoy.
Hey, fighting in the bath and that.
Hey!
They're always Scottish, aren't they?
Hey!
Well done.
It's funny, isn't it?
What I must say, for this week's podcast, the show was excellent, mainly due to our listeners sending in really funny stuff that we got to read out. So thanks for that. It's really great having your work done for you.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. Anything else you want to add? Oh, you wore a dress.
I was all hoard up.
We learnt that John's nuts really sweat when he's...
Well, I'll tell you what it is. When you're sat in a dress that barely goes below your belt level...
You cannot
sit with your legs open as a man usually would. You've got to close your legs, and that leads to constriction.
Absolutely.
Which I think was something they used to do during the war.
Yeah. Which brings us back nicely to 5, 6.
Hitler's getting it. Laro's in there, Fordy's in there, the news quiz is in there, some good chat about films, you slurping tea.
Yeah.
Just general funny stuff. And we're climbing up the chart, aren't we?
Yeah. It's beginning to happen for us, the tipping point. Watch out, everybody. The change is imminent.
So, enjoy it, and we'll catch you in about half hour or so, maybe 34,
see if you can
like
guess what I'm listening, drinking right now. Here we go.
Guess what he's listening to with his mouth.
What's that?
That's tea.
Oh, well, you've ruined that, you I was going to say it at the end.
Oh, sorry.
Fine. Enjoy the podcast.
It might not be tea.
It's tea. BBC Six Music.
Russell Howard and John Richardson.
Hey, I tell you what, did anyone watch Match of the Day yesterday? What an absolute treat. Seeing Fat Frank get sent off. It's one of the delights of the world, isn't it? We were saying before the show started, that's one of the things that brings the nation together. Forget all that old Prince Harry fought for us. Seeing Frank Lampard get sent off is one of the happiest moments you'll ever.
Even the Queen was into that.
Is that let's Red. There's just something about him, unless you're a Chelsea fan. I mean, he's good, he's a fantastic footballer, but you're just so happy when you see him upset. I'd pay good money to see Frank get his foot run over, just so that, like, do you know what I mean? Like, just so one toe went, and he just went, ah! Not a massive problem, but just that'd cheer you up.
He wouldn't go, ah, he'd go, you toilet, you dog.
But that would be one of, you know...
I'll get Harry to chain round.
We should be allowed to do that.
Run over footballers?
No, was only a few. Lampard, Dyer, you know, exactly, people are nodding in the studio.
Oh, Dyer, I've got nothing against Dyer.
Really?
Yeah, apart from the fact that he plays for Newcastle, and I'd quite like them to get relegated. Well,
there must be a footballer you'd like to see his little toe run over. Nothing major, just their little toe, so they go, that'd cheer us up as a nation. There must be a footballer, I simply can't believe. Who is it?
I'm sure there are a few. Robbie Savage.
Robbie Savage. Well, he fancies Robbie Savage.
I don't fancy Robbie Savage. I saw him in a petrol station and I noted how handsome he was.
Direct quote. I tell you what, right, when you see Robbie Savage in a service station, whoa. Oh.
I never said that.
No.
Oh, get me my French maid's outfit.
Oh, Christ, I spilt my Haribo, mate. Tall. Like Gazelle. Diesel his car takes. Winked at me. Good guy.
When you see a proper celebrity...
Oh, F me.
A proper celebrity, and you forget what it's like to be around... And he stepped out of a Lamborghini suit with his blonde hair.
Oh, God.
And I thought, he's filling that tank.
Oh.
I was just putting a tenner in, but I thought, he's filling that bad boy up.
I've never wanted to be a car more in my life.
Joey Barton.
I held my mouth open next to his car. Put it in me, I said. Joey Barton, exactly. Yeah. Be an absolute delight to see him just have his little toe.
You'd struggle to just run over someone's little toe.
We'll get a skilled man in, John. You listen to Russell Howard, John Richardson, and the producer Adam Hudson is back from a...
Hello!
Well-deserved break.
He's been on holiday looking at Wales and spending time relaxing in various titty bars in the Mexican region.
There's only one.
Only one. You go out for a glass of wine, John, and they build a titty bar around you. You're just trying to have fun.
Are you on holiday next week?
Yep.
You're joking.
Unbelievable. You've just got back.
F me.
I haven't had a single day off the show since October 2006. And you, where are you next week?
Austria skiing.
Oh, unbelievable. In fairness, about time I said, I'm going and all. Adam? I'm not. I'd love to go skiing. I'll tell you where I'm going skiing. Milton Keynes. They've got that.
You know, a gazumper story.
The way
where are you next week? Austria skiing. Where are you next week? Milton Keynes. And they've probably got the cinema afterwards. It's next door.
Now, talking of titty bars and the clothes that they wear in those kind of places.
Or don't,
John, as they fling them towards you.
Yeah.
John, have you got your forfeit sorted out, mate? Because I believe last week you lost the news quiz.
Well, this is contentious.
you did lose. Do you want to tell everyone at home what's been... tell us, basically, you've done gigs this week where people have been offering you clothes.
Yeah, a lady came to the gig called Rosie and offered me one of her dresses.
Lovely touch. Continue with your dress. What does it look like?
Well, there are two that have been left. I'll be honest, I'm not too keen on wearing either. One is the outfit of a French maid.
Oh, gee. Everyone, hey? Oh, go on, John.
And one is... Is this about me or is this about you?
Just tell us what you're wearing.
And one is the outfit of an air hostess.
Whey! Get us some peanuts, eh, Adam? What would you rather be?
I'd rather just be in my clothes like I am now, in my debonair man-about-town get-up.
I didn't want to have a spray tanner, did it? Yeah. I didn't want to have to spend hours drawing that masterpiece.
Whatever. Doodling on a viral. So, email comes in from Richard. You know Richard Oldham? Dicko, as we call him. Not that he need it, he's put that in brackets. But John has a valid reason for feeling bitter about losing last week's news quiz. The final question in last week's news quiz, which film has the greatest body count, Die Hard 2 or Total Recall, was an utter farce. And the chap asking the question clearly had no idea what he was talking about.
Oh, absolute nonsense. He was clearly he knew a lot about film.
Body counts in movies, he goes on, are calculated by the number of deaths or bodies shown on screen, not those simply referred to.
Don't
introduce Dicko. He's talking.
He's bringing maths into a bloodbath. He's a geek.
The statement that Die Hard 2 had a higher death count because of passenger plane crashes is simply wrong. A plane crash doesn't count. Thus, Total Recall, and I'll invite you to listen to the facts now.
Right.
Total Recall has 35 more deaths than Die Hard 2, if you exclude the rat, the mutant triple-breasted waitress, and Johnny Cab Android.
We've all got a pause button and a calculator, mate.
Yeah.
Who is this nerd?
Now, he says, Russell, apologise, shake hands, and swap clothes is the gentlemanly thing to do. And then he goes on to list no fewer than 3 websites that back up my claim. So I say, if I'm dressing up, you're dressing up.
Guy sounds like a jerk. I'll dress up, I don't care. I've always wanted to do it. But,
so you do French maid, I'll do air hostess.
Oh, I ain't doing French maid. I'll spend the entire show touching myself.
What else is new? Touching each other. Yeah, male bonding.
If you're an air hostess, you'll just get all finickety about the way we eat.
Yeah, I'll get everyone tea. It'll be nice. We'll do like role play.
You'd be a dreadful air hostess. I'd be a fantastic French maid. But you as an air hostess, imagine that.
Apart from the French bit.
Yeah, there is that. Bonjour.
Yeah. Voulez-vous. Don't touch that.
That's right.
I am not a whore.
Well, I say we do that for... So the same rules still stand.
We'll put the outfits on for the news quiz, and the loser has to wear those for the rest of the show, aside from the forfeit for this week.
Yeah, yeah.
BBC Six Music.
I'll tell you what, I'm pretty certain that Loro is... aware of the celebrity status he's garnering through this show. Did you see the beginning of Focus yesterday?
No.
And again, a similar thing. You know, before he did that thing of, they went, oh, it's Mark Lawrence. did that. I swear, he just shrugged his shoulders. It was absolutely beautiful. It was a lovely moment.
I got another gig to get to.
And of course, Laura.
Yeah, whatever.
For the time being. It was brilliant. Yeah, I'll fit this in, then I'm doing a loaded shoot. Actually, it was just... I'd pay money to see him do a full-on Jennifer Ellison-style loaded shoot. Imagine that.
Maybe that should be the forfeit for this week.
Football and his medals covering his wang. That'd be fantastic.
And they'd cover it comfortably, and that's not because he hasn't got a big wang. But he won a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Best of three.
You know it.
Bang, bang. Hey, on three, we deliver.
Yeah, don't shut your fist at me. One.
Coffee beans.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh!
1-0. 1-0. Come on. Loser wears French maid, yeah?
Okay, you need to explain what's happening.
I did rock.
I did scissor. So that is all.
Rock beats scissors.
1-0 Kearney.
Rock really beats anything. I've never understood that a paper could beat a rock.
My mate Johnny Mowinkle, right, from Flitwick Lower, that was his nickname. I gave him Johnny Mowinkle. And then he farted once. Johnny Moraspberry, vicious eczema, lovely folk. we were playing rock, paper, scissors. From nowhere, he starts going, black hole, doing moves with his hands.
Oh, there's all different rules,
yeah,
isn't there?
Black hole beat everything. So every time, you know, I somewhat stubbornly just went paper, and he'd go, black hole! And I go, Johnny, it's just no fun. Ah, your skin's on me hands now. Here we go. So it's 1-0, John. Ready?
But, you know, how does paper beat rock? The rock's not going to suffocate.
Absolutely.
You know. Anyway, so...
Question
what?
The rules.
Best of three. Oh, are you thinking of what you're going to do? Just got an instinct, mate.
One, two, three!
Oh,
yes! Scissors,
no.
Which is what I went. Of course, chops paper.
One all. I should have always got rock, John. You know this.
So, and this is decide.
Yeah.
So, whoever wins decides what the other wears here. One, two, three! No!
Yeah!
No!
Yeah! Rock beat scissors. So.
It's fine.
I'll be honest, I'm going to take the air hostess outfit.
Son of a...
And you are going to dress like a madame.
Oui, monsieur. Now, one suggestion we did have, which was to do the show from the loser's house, or the winner's house.
The loser's house, yeah.
Which is a good idea, but we can't do that because it costs too much money. But we thought of...
David Attenborough's allowed to go around the world looking at ants.
Yeah.
These are two ants having it off, and we can't just chill out in our house for a bit.
Oh, he's just watching animals bang, isn't he?
Yeah.
If I did that, you know...
You do that.
Well, I do, yeah. Those cats.
People should get hold of your mobile phone.
Cat's noise.
He does it, then he does a poo straight away, then he does it again. Disgusting.
Get him. Okay. Hang on a minute, you're not John. You're not John, everybody. That can't be John. What's your name? Dusty Sprugenheiter. Well, hello, Dusty. How are you doing?
Are you so happy? Look at yourself. Look at me. And this is our careers.
Hey, I'll tell you. I
deliberately...
You know me. I adapt. I go with the flow. Hello. Oh, it's fine. I don't mind it. I'm enjoying myself.
I picked air hostess because clearly this isn't long enough, so I thought I'd keep my jeans on.
Somehow, you've managed to look like a Lego man. I don't know how that's worked, but you've gone from...
At least I look like a Lego man. Oh. You really do look comfortable as a lady.
But why is yours all neat and tidy? Have you ironed it?
I did some prep.
That's unbelievable.
I'm the professional face of my company, Russell.
You look funny. You look good. He looks like a Lego man, doesn't he? A big, dirty Lego lady.
So let's sort out the forfeit for next week's quiz and then we can move on from this. I ain't wearing this for the rest of the show if I lose the quiz today. I'll tell you that now.
Well, that's the thing.
If I do, I'm putting my jeans back on.
Whoever loses has to wear it for the rest of the show. That's the way it works. That's
right.
The thing with the forfeit. I'll say this now. I won't mind losing. Not going all right.
Yeah.
It's quite free. It's relaxing. Really, I imagine it must be an absolute treat if you're a French maid and it's a windy day. Like, it's a hot day and you get a nice gust of wind going around your lady bits. I bet that's an absolute treat.
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people go into the French maid profession.
Yeah. My gusset would be aired.
Yeah.
I just had a little run in my French maid costume. It's an absolute delight.
You're going to have to wash that now.
Oh, dear. See? Never fails. Never fails.
I said he's going to have to watch that in a minute.
24 years. Oh, granddad's coming home for winter.
Right then, question number one. Oh, God. I can really aware of the fact that I have. Don't open the biscuits yet.
Which is, of course, a metaphor.
Question one.
Fire away.
Cavemen suffered from depression, and sufferers were given a new role in the community by those around them.
That is, of course...
That's true or false?
That's false, my friend.
That is bang true.
Really?
Yeah, that's more evidence for my theories about dinosaur religion, I think.
Right.
Cavemen had depression.
Where'd you get that from?
The BBC website.
Really? How do they know that?
I don't know.
Somebody...
Are we going to get into this, are we?
Pretty certain, huh? I was pretty certain that what they used to do was they used to smear their excrement... to communicate to each other and apply the animals they were going to kill.
Yeah, and
so somebody... Hang on a minute there. Somebody has travelled back, looked at some poo-splattered caves and gone, well, he's clearly depressed.
Yeah.
Of course he is, because he's smearing his own waste on a cave.
He clearly written in his own waste. Sometimes I just don't know why I get out of bed in the morning.
Absolutely.
And
even though,
happy with
even though I haven't got a bed, I've got no concept of bed, all I do is I look for meat... And yet I'm depressed.
What I'd invite you to do is every time you're slightly...
This is an absolute joke.
Every time you're slightly displeased with the source of my questions or whether you think they're true or not, just remember that last week you asked a question about a dream you had during the week. Question number three. One all. Cindy, the magic dog.
Which was your nickname for a while.
And probably will come back after this incident. From the Midlands.
All right, from Sydney, the magic dog.
can roll onto her back and balance four glasses of wine, one on each of her paws.
Well, my friend, you thought you'd trick me, didn't you? Thought I don't read the papers. She actually balances yogurt on her hands. Ugh. So that is false.
What is the logic behind putting a question about a magic dog and not thinking that you've typed that into Google at some point this week? What an idiot.
Exactly, my friend.
Well, I've
You think somewhere in the world there's a dog balancing yoghurts on his hands and I'm not going to find out about it? You're an idiot, John.
Who do you think trained it?
Absolutely.
The dog's from the Midlands, but he speaks with a West Country accent.
You've dropped it, Sydney. You're training me too hard. I'll decide who's training you too hard. Yeah. Bitch. I'm allowed to say that. You are a bitch.
We started with Banana Munch Bunch and worked our way up to Fruit Corners.
You can only draw 5-2, Howard. Dunking a biscuit, enjoying the moment, dressed up as a French maid. Happiness.
Question 8. Amy Winehouse is not to face charges for blah, 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 whatever. She was expelled from Sylvia Young's theatre school. But why was she expelled? Was it for smoking marijuana or for piercing her nose?
Piercing her nose.
This is not a good day.
Everybody on the webcam, have a look, John's nuts for the show.
Question 10. This question is worth 9 points.
Really.
Yeah. Okay. Who said this of their mother? I inherited my boobs from my mother, and they're still perky now. Was that Lorraine Kelly or Kay Adams?
That is Kay Adams.
Oh, so that's 9 points. So that makes the score 11-7 to me.
7-3. The news quiz continues. Howard, coming back.
So we will be doing the show at some point from Swindon at the next available opportunity.
Look out, Swindon. Your town's going to raise in value. It's nice back in the man gang over here. Should get a tattoo later, have some beers. All right there, pretty. What's your name?
My name is go climb into a hole and do stuff to yourself.
Looking forward to it.
I am cold. I don't mind telling you, from personal areas to downwards, I am cold.
I tell you what, mate, you could have, if you'd have turned up to the NME Awards dressed like that, you'd have got yourself a record deal.
BBC Six Music.
Russell Howard and John Richardson.
It just struck me, it'd be really funny if you were a mildly successful rapper and that you just rapped about the tiny things you got. Do you know what I mean? You kind of go, yeah, I got a third off with my voucher. Oh, you could do that. You could be the mildly successful rapper.
Yeah.
I'm a mildly successful rapper.
I don't think I could even be mildly successful as a rapper.
It'd be lovely.
My rap career is not going to take off.
Your mum said that to you when you were 7. I'm sorry, John, it's just not happening for you. You just ain't got the flow. Now this is how you kick it. Ah, ah, ah.
Do you think on Mother's Day there should be a ban on people using the phrase MF?
Yes.
And a ban on spitting on the...
Imagine that. Hang on a minute. In the middle of a rap battle.
Wow, fellas, check the calendar.
It's Mother's Day. Man, we've been awful.
Hey, I'm just chilling, man. I just don't want to hear it. I'm sat there with my mum.
Hello. Mad love to you.
They love their mothers, don't they? That's a big theme. That's a recurrent theme in their work, how much they love their mothers. So show them some respect.
We're going to get shot.
Or I believe they call it speck.
We're going to get shot, John. We're coming across as a cliche.
Well, to be honest, I don't think anyone's going to come near me for the rest of the day. I think they would be terrified of me if I walked down the street like
no,
this.
No. They hate your sort. Megan Stanners from Chester says...
They'd have loved all this.
She says, dressed like that, I'd spit chicken all over you any day. Wow. I've got dog snot all over my elbow. Wow. Interesting. What an amazing email to send in. That is, imagine if you heard that in a lift. That'd scare the bejesus out of me. Floor 5, please.
I've got dog snot all over my elbow.
I'll take stairs. That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. I've got, do you reckon she's got some crazy dog that has just wandered in? You know, like Brian McClare used to do, and cover up one nostril with his paw and just fired the snot at him. And gone, that's for yesterday's dinner. Or do you reckon they were having a wrestle, her and the dog, and a bit of stray snot? Or do you reckon the dog was listening to the radio, was laughing along, really enjoying it? It's very good. It's really like, you know, they're like me, but they're not like me. And then snot fell onto her.
Possibly. Or maybe he's just done a big shake.
Yeah. I'm enjoying this radio show. Can we go for a walk later?
I text in. How do you think this lady's got snot on her ear? How has she got dog snot on her elbow?
So you're probably thinking, John, Why is this lady, how has this lady got dogs not on her elbow?
These are I can't get it out of my head.
These are some
it's
of
one of many issues swimming round today.
These are some of the suggestions. I think her arm was resting casually on the sofa and the dog spotted it. He was really glad to see her elbow and snuffled it, leaving it covered in snot. Happens
good
to me
call,
all the
good
time.
Call,
it's
good
a good
call.
Idea. Perhaps, this is from James in Sheffield, perhaps reduced Sunday public transport provision led to your listener having to elbow her way onto the once hourly Kidderminster Circular, coming into close contact with dozens of eager Sunday dog walkers and their canine accomplices.
Elaborate.
Dear John and Russell, perhaps she secretes dog snot instead of sweat. That's very interesting.
Very from, surreal.
From Charlotte.
Sounds perhaps, like stuff.
Perhaps the dog had a cold from its constant partying over the weekend period. You may scoff, John, but if you worked as a dog wrestler, you'd appreciate the weekends off too. Yeah, that's from Tom. Here's another one. I think the dog snot fairies, in conjunction with the bogeyman, joined forces to annoy the human race by getting dog snot on people's elbows. Either that, or she could have just walked into the dog. That's from Marcus, York Uni.
Got some imaginative listeners, haven't we?
Oh, I love all this. The dog has, this is my favourite, the dog has blatantly attempted a triple backflip off the sofa, as you do on a Sunday morning. Unfortunately, had a bit of a snotty nose and forgot to clean it. Love the show. Got loads of GCSE revision to do, and you guys are certainly helping. Cheers, Greg. That's my favourite. I love the idea of the dog. Just it's a Sunday. Backflip time. But we have the real answer from Megan Stanners. Subject, doggy snot. She says, oh, I think she's Scottish. I was taking a wee walk by the stairs. Its head popped through the banisters. And it wiped its nose all up my arm. I then proceeded to sit down, continued listening to your show and thought, oh, I've got doggy snots on my elbow. Which is a lovely thing to say. Thank you very much indeed, Megan. Got some toast?
Well, do you know, yesterday I had a massive... I was going to meet some friends for dinner. And I've never had this before. Ding, 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 ding.
Bloody hell, it takes ages to get to Harlem.
I was on the train and...
I'm on the tube train.
Mm-hmm. Never before have I had this. I just went, do you know, all I want is a really well-buttered slice of toast.
And the person next to you said, I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I respect your opinion.
I just really... You know, and you can taste it in your mouth. Just toast and loads of butter on it.
I get that a lot for the idea of a pie with beans.
You love beans.
I bloody love them.
I bloody love them. Cook him a nice steak, medium rare. What does he want with it?
Beans.
Bloody beans.
Oh, yeah, beans. He goes,
you
I tell you what, though.
Mental.
If you're ever having food with John, do not ask for beans. He goes ape.
And this guy criticises food reviews.
Well, I had the beans on toast, and I have to tell you that they were lukewarm at best. BBC.
Fix music.
Yo, E-drop, you think they can handle this?
Handle what? What are you getting ready to drop?
A mama roll?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. It's a mama roll.
Yo got the move. I got to get my piece out. When yo spin on yo head makes me empty my lead.
Whoa, that's better. If you're feeling low,
do a mama roll. And when you're feeling blue,
eat a cake.
Woo.
Where yo ass been wiggling?
This way and that. I've been keeping on and getting on. You know, slapping the cops off my tail. Oh, and I do the big shop on Thursday.
Asda?
They know what time it be. And I bought a book about dreams.
Freaky dicky, E. Get your book out. I dreamt I fought a bear.
For real?
Uh-huh. I'm minding my own. Chilling with a brew. Getting my crunk on.
Crunking. Drinking. Uh-huh.
And this effing bear gets up in my grill. Yo, ever seen a bear angry, E?
No, but I know animals be grumpy. I once spilt coffee on a squirrel.
Spilt?
All right, threw in his eyes. Nobody hits me with their nuts.
Whoops, so see. Nuts as in nuts that he eats, and nuts as in testicles. Two levels.
So, the bear...
Oh, yeah. Bear walks right up to me and spills my hooch.
He spilt your hooch?
He spilt my hooch.
S-O-E.
Sister, I know. Starts giving all rawr, and I'm like, that ain't impressing anyone's ass. Take a swipe at me.
What you do?
Slapped his peach, got up his head and let the fists rumble. He's all like... Rawr. And I'm like, too late for that.
You killed the grizzly?
So shizzly. What it mean? Am I cursed? Is it repressed memories from childhood?
The book says you got to lay off the cheese.
Woo! Woo-hoo! For real?
I'm pulling your chain. Let's see what the book really say. Oh, no!
Don't freak me out.
Books say to kill a bear has grave consequences. Absolutely nothing can rid yourself of evil spirits.
Nothing?
Nothing. Except maybe a mob dance. Hit it, DJ.
Y'all pulling my chain?
Hell yeah. I yanked it good. It's not even a dream book. Look, it's a titty mag, and I've drawn a picture of Yuri Geller on her jobblies.
Brilliant. Let's mama roll.
Fordy's Animal Magic.
With me, Matt Ford. A rat can last longer without water than a camel can.
No.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'd actually question that one.
Also, bloody hell, look at the effort.
Well, somebody
at your Labour Party has just whispered that to you.
No, they haven't at all.
Drunkenly, Brown's gone, hey, 41, you know, a rat, watch that, the elephant, look at that, the trousers.
I bet they used it as like a speech thing when Brown was giving his speech. He was going, let me tell you, the Conservative Spring Conference, they had no water delivered. But I'll tell you now, a rat can go longer without water than a camel.
Exactly.
And then they all clapped.
See you, right, see me, right, I'm a rat, right, and you're a camel. See, Cameron, right? See, he's a camel, right? I'm
thirsty,
a rat.
Thirsty.
I'm the thirsty, right? I'm conquering, dividing, you know?
Hang on a minute. What's all this booze that's been put on me? On me zoom.
Look at me big ratty tail, by the way. Like that. See, where's Cameron? And, like, spitting, man.
It's so true,
That's a fact, is it?
It's absolute fact.
That is absolutely
fully researched, fully referenced.
Because it's not water in a camel's hump, contrary to belief, is it? It's fat.
Is it?
Yeah. Fat, is it? I thought it was milk.
Yeah.
Those years you spent in the desert, those lying camels.
Exactly.
Look, you told me it was milk, man.
You flying shakes.
Ding, 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 diggity-ding, diggity-ding.
I've been hoodwinked by those frigging shakes.
I know, I should have stuck with the rats.
Yeah, exactly.
Never trust a dromedary.
Why did
you
it never?
It first.
Why did it never slosh, he wrote in his diary. We've had an email in from Nick from Newcastle. He says, does Matt Ford have to travel like a whale? Be kept wet so that he does not sweat to death.
He's such a cheeky boy, isn't he? What's his name?
Lovely. His name is Nick from Newcastle. Find him out, son.
Right, Nick. That
all
was
right,
nice.
Mate. I picture you, right, on a chain with all forks around you, patting you down with a sponge.
Do the noise. Do the noise when the water comes out of your blowhole. Go and do it.
Oh.
Do it. Not that.
All right.
That's the one. All right. Champion there, thanks very much.
You're a very good boy, you can have a Kit Kat.
Cheers, Nick.
Not a chunky dog.
That's so convincing.
That would be great, wouldn't it? Matt the Talking Whale. with his carer, Nick.
Let's take you down Dunstable Way.
Let's get him in the van and take him down.
Oh, I don't reckon much of that Kevin Keegan league.
Yeah, you just exchanging banter on the way down. A whale, 4D, and his mate Nick having motorway chat.
These pasties aren't as nice as those at the motor.
Chuntering about the issues of the day.
All I want you to tell me is, can I trust Gordon Brown?
Yes, you can.
Oh, he's taking it seriously.
That's the thing. They're like, the whale is a jovial figure, Matt the Whale, and then you talk politics.
Oh, don't get him started. He's jorty-jorty and then big whale, sad face.
Banging on about social inequalities and social hoosing.
We had a right nightmare. We're having a right laugh down to Mansfield, and then I said that Brown's Britain was awful, and he was blubber fierce entire way home.
4D, let's do it again, my friend.
4D's rumour mill.
With me, Matt Ford.
The sweating whale.
On his back. Stranded. Beached somewhere in Birmingham.
winding up Tom Hanks.
Right. Britain's favourite rapper.
Oh, well, let's have a moment here. It's going to be Britons. Who would that be? It might be Dizzy Rascal, maybe.
No, he's got an early in that. I think it's either PJ or Duncan.
Yeah, yeah, it probably will be. No, it'll be John Barnes. It's John Barnes. Right, here we go. Right, go on.
Britain's favourite rapper, Daz Sampson.
Who's he?
He was that Eurovision guy, wasn't he?
Oh, right.
Wild the Nation with his perky, pervy pop hit, School Days. The Europeans weren't too keen on it, though, as we found out to our surprise at Eurovision. It's one of the great mysteries of pop why Sampson was denied the crown of Eurovision Prince and was instead humiliated in front of millions. Documents released by the Treasury this week reveal that the Eurovision vote was political and not musical. Sampson played an active role in the Keep the Pound campaign of 2000 to 2001 and stood as a candidate for UKIP in the local elections in 1998.
Nice.
He was unsuccessful and vowed to wreak his revenge on what he called meddling Eurocrats. He is now the marketing director of a hedge fund. Oh, that's it. Does something.
We've had an email in from Siobhan that says, "Hey, can you help me with my film studies coursework? I need to come up with an idea for a film. Do you or the other listeners have any ideas?" So there you go. So any ideas for a film, 64046, or email russell.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. What we're essentially doing there is doing Siobhan's homework for her, but it'll be fun. We'll come up.
Lauro still to come.
Lauro still to come, his top threes, but think, what films would you like to make? These are the idea for films, right? This is from John Cole. Two young comedians, Jack and Robert, develop a mutual love for each other, leading to trouble for Robert. He has to break up with his girlfriend after a three-year relationship. Jack gets worried and depressed about Robert not wanting to commit and runs into the arms of alcohol and pizza. But after a proposal by Robert to Jack in a pub, they all live happily ever after. They have no children. Regards, Jonathan Cole.
He's just stressed about the kids. And
absolutely. Well, that ain't happening.
As regards Jack running off to pizza, Dino's Pizza in Swindon. 15-inch pizza, chips and a bottle of wine delivered for £12.95. Are you having a laugh? I've had three of them in the last week.
A film documentary of the... Do you reckon that ever happens when people are pitching something to Spielberg and he goes, "Oh my God, you mentioned marshmallows in that? Let me tell you that, right? I was at Janelli's the other day, this marshmallow comes up to me. I'm like, that's got to be like a human. No, it's a marshmallow. Ate it all. Your film idea is crappy. Get out of my room.
You stink of duties.
Yeah. I got a slide that I pee on. You like that?" Right. He could do anything. That's the thing. Once you're Steven Spielberg... I could, seriously. I could make you kill your dog. Oh, if you got that rich, you do that. If you had enough money in the world, you just go up to people offering them money. Right, here's a million. Right, buy it, see it off. Do it now. Do it. Million. In it. Open the briefcase. Steve. Oh, okay. Very good. See ya. There we go, a little skit. This is from Mr. Sam. Film a documentary of the building of a marshmallow motorway. What? I hear you say in disbelief. Why not? It makes sense. These great expansive pink and white confection to allow hungry drivers to hang out. I don't like it. It's too wacky, right? Emily in Kent says the film could be about someone writing a story about a murder, but it starts to come true. And then the victim... and they're the victim. Then the story starts to write itself and she becomes a character. She has to change the story to save herself. Enjoy the show, Emily in Kent.
I watched the number 23 this week.
Rubbish. It's rubbish, isn't it? Yeah.
What a load of rubbish.
He went bat when
he was
filmed.
Peeing on the floor.
Yeah.
While they were filming it. Yeah. It's cack.
But then he used to have sex with his carpet when he was 13, didn't he?
Yeah, we all. Anyway. The film could be about a talking left.
It's the 80s, Mum! Oh. You ever done that? What's the weirdest?
We can't Shag pile.
Nah, very good. This is an idea for a film. No, it's not. Then. Somebody called Sam Gamlin said, "Don't get all uppity. Go on then. Read yours.
No, I was
little...
joking.
Go on, read yours.
No, I've read half of it.
No, go on. Go on.
You would have liked it as well. The film could be about a talking left-wing whale called Matthew and his adventures around the northeast.
Or,
but you read your one.
No, read yours. Come on.
No, I've finished.
Grumpy arse, you got loads.
You get angry when I don't chip in.
Oh, flipping it. We've had a lovely show. There's been no arguments.
We're still having a lovely show.
It's because you put your trousers back on.
I have put my trousers back on.
Ruin the atmosphere.
And suddenly
now.
You can't take a joke anymore. Yeah.
Now there's no longer the stench of gonad in the air. We can't do real comedy.
I'm going to have to take this wash it. And home and.
There you go. Next week on Sentences That Don't Finish Themselves.
Go me, bad. Sorry. Tuberculosis.
Dead.
Deaded me for fall over in tree, 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 monkey, monkey.
Here's an idea for a film from Peter. He says, Russell running around like a chicken for an hour and a half. Never seen my stand-up. Hey, self-mocking. Love me, love me. You fools. I would like to see a film where Jeffrey Rush played someone who didn't sound like a cunning pirate, just to see if that's possible. Adam, deal with that. Deal with it.
Ignorant.
Stupid.
Ignorant stupids.
You knob.
Yeah, tell him.
Listen to commercial radio.
Yeah. Suck it!
Got a virgin. They waiting for you.
Yeah. This is from Steph. She says, I think she should make a film about a couple of mates dressed in prostitutes' costumes and doing a radio show. Something so weird it could never happen. Right? Love you, boy. Steph.
She should write a comedy about a short-tempered cross-dressing air hostess.
On that note, you can see John's exposed. This is from Sam. You can see John's exposed thighs on the webcam. My wife has just been sick in her handbag. I'm oddly aroused. No commas or anything. All full stops. No need when you're vomiting.
Well, there's no time for punctuation when I've got flesh out.
She's like, over the back. I need to get to the internet.
And finally for me, a film about a granny gangster who's addicted to marijuana. Lovely. And eating post-it notes.
I like it. I actually like that.
Yeah,
I'd watch
I do.
That.
I'm beaked. Christ
alive. I love skunk.
What's this here? Go shopping for jam. Oh, I'll eat that. Tasty. Not supposed to eat the glue, but that's the best bit.
Put cheese and chong on.
Don't play that song. I can see you reaching for the button, but we've to do Lawrence and
That's right, yeah. It's Mark Lawrence time.
It's time for Laurel's top threes. So you want the one in the very top left-hand corner of your screen there.
It's time for Laurel's top threes with me, Mark Lawrence. When I'm not talking defensive frailty with Alan Hansen...
Pace, movement and desire.
I like to eat sandwiches, but what are my top three sandwich fillings? Are they cheese and jam, prawn and mayo, or, I'm from the Northwest, plain chicken? At number three, it's cheese and jam. At number two, plain chicken. Number one, though, prawn and mayo.
Who'd have thought it? Prawn and mayo.
That was this week's top three. Love to your mothers.
Mark Lawrence.
Prawn and mayo. Quite a brave decision for a man involved in the football fraternity.
Absolutely.
Prawn and mayo has very negative connotations.
Effing. I'm a successful guy. I like prawn, I like mayo. Sue me.
You get there for the match. Cut your own sandwiches.
I really like a pie.
And that's how it all began, with me and John ruminating about what Mark Lawrence does. That's how this fascination with Lawrence began.
Yeah.
Imagining what he does during the halftime breaks. There was talk of... lots of stuff. Don't show people your sweat, love.
Obviously. Horrible.
Come on.
So...
You're better than that. We got any ideas for
someone's
films?
Texted in Jason in Cheltenham, Stench of Gonad would be a great name for the film, whatever it's about. So I'm quite happy to go with Stench of Gonad, a film about an old lady detective who's addicted to marijuana.
Yeah.
That sounds genuinely quite... That'd be brilliant.
I'd watch that. I'd actually request a role in Stench
She's
of Gonad.
She's dead. Oh, God.
Oh, Christ.
Stoke me up.
Whew. Hey, open a window.
I grow this myself.
There's been a murder. Some bloke's been strangled by some ball bags again and it stinks in here. We've watched it.
What's that stench?
Oh, you know what that is, don't you, Maureen? Oh, that's never good at. It is. Oh, no, that's right in my nose.
Give me a stotty cake.
And that's all they do, they just eat. Oh, my eyes are watering. Get me a tonics. That's how they get over it. Oh, that ball bag is rancid. Is that a flapjack? All right.
Crime and cake. That's what I'm all about. Ken.
That's made me laugh. Hopefully you've enjoyed. What a fun show it's been. Six music. Well, that was a podcast. What are you checking on your phone?
Message from my mum. What they've been Mother's Day and all.
Yeah.
That was a fabulous show. Exclamation mark. Really enjoyed it. Big kiss.
Big kiss off your mum. Why not?
Yeah, well, you know. You got a problem with that?
No, not at all.
What do you and your mum do? Just like shake hands?
What do me and my mum do? Just hang out and have a laugh. Do jigsaws.
Listen out for the edit.
Doing jigsaws, stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. So, That was it.
That was it. Yeah, listen to our show live, which is every Sunday, 12 till...
No.
No, 10 till... I only kick
is there something
in
you're not telling me?
10 till 1. Six Music.
Whoa,
10
there
till
we go.
1.
That is dynamic.
Yep.
Let's hope you never get like, paralysed or anything.
Well, let's really hope that. Yeah, bloody awful.
Shouldn't have to stress that in a friendship, should you?
No.
Just to point this out, I hope you never get paralysed.
Absolutely. Email us, russell.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. See you later.
Bye.